Hi everyone, I hope everyone is well. Lately I've been coming to y'all with facts and knowledge, so I wanted to make this personal, give y'all information about myself, what I do, and how it started. I'm gonna start with a timeline, and you know, if y'all have any questions after this of things that you want to know personally, you can let me know. So let's get into it. When I was about 15, 16, I would hear my mom and my aunt having conversations, and it would be about being born with veils over their face or things that had happened in their childhood and within our family. So because of that, I always had a curiosity, and then things would happen that I couldn't really explain. I would have these real vivid dreams that felt real, and I just couldn't explain them to other people. I've always had a sense of knowing myself and knowing that something greater was meant for me and different, so I would start researching. And then when things started happening, I would kind of shut away from it. So I stopped practicing in it or researching per se. Then I came to college. I came to college and I met a roommate that had just moved in. At this time, she was younger than me, but she also was researching and living the lifestyle longer than I was. So because of that, she was kind of like my mentor. We would watch documentaries together. We would research together. We would go to spiritual shops that was local and just really discuss things that we couldn't discuss with other people. That led to me getting back in tune with researching a sense of self and back into the lifestyle. So after that, I realized that I wasn't religious like I was born up to be, but I was spiritual. I still believe in a higher power or a higher divine, but I have a relationship. It's not a religion. When I did my research, a lot of my research came from books and websites, which I will drop in the description for y'all for this podcast, but that's pretty much it. It just came from books and research and personal experiences, things of that nature. After researching, I got into looking into the deities or the seven African powers, and Goddess Oshun really stuck out to me. I feel like if I'ma say I belong to anyone, it would be her. And I do feel like she called out to me. She is, if you don't know or if you didn't listen to the previous one, she is the goddess of water, love, and beauty. She's the spiritual balance, the mother of sweet things, protector and nurturer of humanity. And I have a habit of feeling like I can save the world, wanting to help everybody. I have a bubbly personality. I'm real motherly without knowing it. And I just love love. I also feel like I'm an empath, which is a person who can feel the emotional or mental distress of other people. And I recently also found out that I was the cusp of magic. So that was pretty cool as well. So after college, you know, I'm graduated now. I'm still researching things. I'm looking for people to network with, find other local people who are also spiritual and who partake in what I do, which is I like herbal things, herbal healing, natural healing. That's pretty much what I'm about. So things like that intrigue me. And I'm trying to get out more and do things more into that nature. I looked into different religions, which made me realize that voodoo was a religion, whereas hoodoo is a practice. And when you practice something, it turns into a relationship or either a habit. In this case, it is a relationship. And because I have a relationship, then of course it should be a force of habit. Of course, people are human, things happen, and sometimes you slip up. But for the most part, I try to keep my lifestyle consistent. The only thing that I can really say that I need to work on, well, for one, let me stop. You always growing and you always need to work on yourself, or you should always want to work on yourself. But I feel like in some areas I'm lacking more than others, would definitely be getting back into meditating and relaxing my mind, more peaceful time for myself, more yoga, more sage, getting back in my force of routine. But that's pretty much my little timeline. Nothing too major. You know, let me know if your timeline is a little similar. Let me know if you've seen anything, or if you are a lucid dreamer. If you don't know what a lucid dreamer is, basically your dreams feel very much real. You can feel what's happening in your dreams. Like, I remember so many stories from like age of 8, maybe a little bit younger, but I'm sleeping and I can be bit by something, or it just looks like it's right there in front of you. I remember one dream, I was falling from like a building, or maybe I fell from my bed, but I was falling from something, and I can feel with every drop like my body actually losing air. So I woke up, and I feel like if I wouldn't have woke up, then maybe I wouldn't be here. So if you also are a lucid dreamer, share your stories, let me know. Let's network, let's co-host. I will also drop my Instagram in the description if you have any questions, concerns, or you just want to leave comments. That would be appreciated. Y'all be blessed, uplift each other, research, educate yourself, and challenge yourself this week. Do something that you haven't done before, or do something that you feel like you cannot achieve. The sky's the limit. Just push yourself. Namaste. Be blessed.